Good morning. That was beautiful. Thank you. I started piano and violin lessons when I was 16. That is a very advanced age at which to start playing a musical instrument. I diligently practiced for several years, and I gained some technical proficiency on both instruments, but I never achieved much emotional expressiveness. And my dedication to practicing eventually fizzled out. I was having too much fun in college, so I stopped playing in my early 20s. But I did perform in a couple of concerts when I was in my first 2 years. The string ensemble I was in, we performed Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 with that amazing harpsichord solo. And I performed some of his two-part inventions on the piano. I was very nervous for my piano debut. My hands were super sweaty, and they slipped all over the keys. I repeatedly mangled the most difficult passages, having to attempt them multiple times before I got them right. I managed to stumble my way through both pieces, and I left the stage absolutely mortified. The next day, my English professor, John Taylor, approached me in the cafeteria. Now, he and I were always sparring genially in class. He was criticizing the bombastic free verse poetry that I was writing at the time and encouraging me to try writing sonnets. He was at the concert the day before, and as he walked past, he quipped, "You played Bach, and you lost." What a great professor he was. Play is the central metaphor for making music. We play music, just like we play a musical instrument. We play in a band, whether it's classical, jazz, or hip-hop. And when we really like a song, we play it again and again. But Professor Taylor was right to invoke the more contentious connotations of play, with his pun on my embarrassing loss to Bach. After all, we also play chess, football, ice hockey, rugby, water polo, all kinds of other games and sports in which competition is more common than concert. The etymology of the word concert reveals music's metaphorical roots in discord. One theory of the origin of the term suggests that it comes from the Italian word concerto, which means to bring together, which in turn is related to the Latin word concertare, which means to strive against, to contend with. So play creates harmony from contending forces. The metaphor of play makes sense because playing music and literally playing follow the same rules. The first rule of play is that it is intrinsically motivated. No one commands us to jump rope, shoot pool, or take piano lessons. We do it because it's fun. The activity is its own reward. Play is freewheeling, but it also follows rules. The offsides rule in football keeps everyone organized, just as the time signature does in a musical score. Rules create order from disorder, whether it involves players on a team or members of an orchestra. Play is iterative. To become skilled as an athlete or musician, you have to practice. Just as actors in a play must rehearse their lines to make their delivery feel unscripted, athletes and musicians gain originality through repetition. Doing the same thing over and over again is what enables us to be spontaneous. And play is good for you. Playing games, sports, and music have the same health benefits, reducing stress, improving cognition, elevating mood, increasing socialization. And most importantly, play makes something out of nothing. Just observe children at play. They don't need any toys. Give them anything, an empty box, a wooden spoon, and they will immediately start playing with it. They make up their own games, using nothing more than their imaginations. Children find everything in nothing. 19th century Italian philosopher and poet Giacomo Leopardi wrote, "Adults find nothing in everything." These days, it's easy to find nothing in everything that's going on in the world. All the destruction and discord is dispiriting. But especially in times like these, it's vital to take play seriously. Creativity itself is a form of play. Taking thoughts, concepts, insights from different domains and combining them in new and surprising ways. That's why we need to entertain new ideas. Let new ideas in. Play with them for a while. Show them a good time. To devise new rules to better play the game, whether that game is political, social, or artistic, requires serious play. This is how play makes meaning. This is how play creates harmony from contending forces. And this is how play can help us, dispirited adults, find everything in nothing again.